Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's, Be'ezus Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to L'Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf, I believe, is Pesachim Daf Samach Aleph. Is that accurate? Or is it Samach Beis? Samach Aleph today or Samach Beis?
Samach Aleph.
Okay, good. Samach Aleph. So we are up to Ibayiluhu on the bottom of Samach Amid Beis. Ibayiluhu, about the 6 lines from the bottom of Samach Beis. So Ibayiluhu. Pesach Sheshachto B'Shar Yimos Hashana B'Shinui Bailim Mahu. Carbon Pesach that you shechted not on Erev Pesach for the sake of the wrong owner. You had the name of the Kohen, shechted it with the sake of the wrong owner in mind. Mahu, what's the halach? Shinui Bailim Kishinui Kodesh Dami is saying it for a different owner the same as saying it for a Shlomim instead of Pesach, in which case it would be kosher. Because remember we learned that if you shecht a Korban Pesach l'shem Shlomim, if it's not Erev Pesach, it would be kosher, because Mosar Pesach is Karev Shlomim. The leftover Korban Pesach becomes a Shlomim. So Umach Shalei, Shini Bayalim Kishini HaKodesh Dami Umach Shalei. Olo. Or not. Rav Chana Wasserman explains over here, just like when you do the wrong type of Korban, so automatically it reverts to a Pesachim. You would think, automatically it reverts to a Shlamim. You would think if you do the wrong owner, automatically it reverts to the right one. So Amar Rav Papa, Amrisa Lishmaita Kameh de Rava. So Rav Papa said, I taught this teaching in front of Rava. Hoel Vishinui Kodesh Poslo Bismano. If I would have a machshava of a Korban Pesach shelo lishma in the right time, on Erev Pesach, I would think about it shelo lishma, so obviously that disqualifies it. Vishinui bailim poslo bizmano, and so too, if you have if you shecht it for the sake of the wrong person, the wrong owner, it disqualifies it in its proper time. So mashini kodesh poslo bizmano, machshiro shelo bizmano. Just like if you have it for the wrong, it's shelo lishma, right? You do it for the wrong karban bismano. It's kosher and shelo bismano. It's pasul if it's bismano and it's kosher shelo bismano. Avshinu bailim sheposlo bismano machshiro shelo bismano. So like we said before, sir, if Papa seems to say that only bismano it's pasul, but if it's shelo bismano for the wrong owner, it's going to be kosher. So Rav Papa said, that's what I said to Rava. Va'omar li, and Rava said back to me, no, that's not a good comparison. Va'omar li, lo, you can't compare these two things. Im amrit bishini kodesh shekin psulo begufo. When you make the karban shelo lishma, that's a psul in the guf ha-karban itself. You're shechting this animal for the sake of a shlamim instead of a pesach. V'yeshno ba'arba avodos, and a psul of lishma applies by all 4 avodos. We'll see in a minute that shelo l'shem bailim doesn't apply to all 4 avodos. We'll see. V'yeshno la'achar misa, if the owner of the carbon dies, his son has to bring the carbon in his place. And if when the son brings it, it's shelo lishma, he's got to bring another one. As opposed to shelo, if it's for the wrong owner, once the guy dies, we don't care about that anymore. V'yeshno b'tzibur k'v'yachid, and that din of shelo lishma applies by carbon tzibur if you do it for the wrong reasons. As opposed to shelo l'shem bailim, if it's for the wrong person, that doesn't apply by carbon tzibur because everybody is the bailim of a carbon tzibur. But tomar b'shinui bailim, would you say the same thing by where you shechted it for the wrong owner? De'ein psulo begofu, it's not a psul shebegof. Ve'eino ba'ar ba'avodos, we're going to see in a second, does not apply by shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. It doesn't apply by all 4. We'll see in a minute. Ve'eno la'achar misa. If the owner dies before they bring the carbon and the son brings the carbon in his place and it was done for the wrong owner, it's not pasul. Because the bialim are dead. Ve'eno b'tzibur k'biyachid. It doesn't apply by carbon tzibur. And now the Gemara says something very funny. You don't usually see this. The Gemara just said, there's four differences between a psul of shelo l'shma versus a psul of the wrong bialim. But then the Gemara says, well, two of them you can really argue with me, but two of them are legit differences. It's a little bit of a funny, says the Gemara. Vav agav detarte lav davka. Even though two of these distinctions that I just gave you, you could argue with me on. Even though two out of these four are not dafka, you could argue with me, as the Gemara is going to explain in a minute. Tarte mia dafka. Two of these distinctions are certainly correct. What is this? Demaishna shinui bailim dulo have psula begufo. What are you telling me then? A shinu bailim is not a psul begufa because it's only in your mind? Shinu kodesh nami psul machshava ba'almahi. Well, you're going to tell me that that's really a difference? What's the difference if I think shalol ishmar, if I think for the wrong owner? What do you mean it's a psul begufo? It's not really a psul begufo. It's all in your mind. It depends. It's just you're thinking the wrong thoughts. Just like you thought the wrong thought for what type of carbon it is, you think the wrong thought for what type of owner it is. Visu. And the second one. Hada amar. Shinu bailim, maybe it was the third one. Hada amar shinu bailim einu la'achar misa, that a shinu bailim doesn't apply after the person dies, but we'll see. Ularav pinchas berida rabbi amid amar sheye shinu bailim la'achar misa, that shinu does apply bailim even la'achar misa if the owner dies before it's makriv and the son brings the carbon and it was brought shalom l'shem bailim, it becomes puzzle, he holds. Michael and Amar, so what are you going to say? So you could see you could sort of reject two out of the four, but says the Gemara, Tarti mias dafkaninu, but the other two are good distinctions. So the Gemara concludes, because of the fact that we can't compare these, Ella, Omar, Rava, therefore Rava disagreed with Rav Papa's initial contention. Pesach sheshachto b'shayim wasashanim b'shinu bailim, nasa kamisha ein lo bailim bizmano upasol. In fact, he disagrees with this distinction and holds, and in fact, this pasol. We are finished with Masifta number 3. Put it away. And we got to whip out Masifta number 4. Works out well for somebody going on vacation. It would be a big schlep to schlep on a plane two Masifta Gemaras for... Okay, here we go. Let's start Masifta number 4. Out of 5 or out of 6? I don't even know. Okay. Let's continue. New Mishnah. Now we already saw this Mishnah quoted in yesterday's daf. What's the din if you shecht the carbon Pesach for the sake of people who are not able to eat it? Says the Gemara. Shechto shelo la'ochlav. Let's say you shechted the carbon Pesach for the sake of a zakein, somebody elderly or sick who can't eat it. Zakein or a chola. V'shelo l'mnuyav. Or 10 guys got together on one carbon Pesach, and you shecht it for a different 10 guys. The wrong guys. Shalol menuyav. La'arelim. You shecht it for a group of people who all their brothers died because of bris milah. They don't have bris milah. They're not allowed to partake for the carbon Pesach. V'latmeim, or people who are tamei. So pasul. In all four of these cases, you shechted the carbon Pesach for somebody who's not capable of eating it. So the carbon is pasul. The Gemara is going to explain why. La'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav l'mnuyav v'shelo l'mnuyav l'mulam v'le'areil m'latmim v'latorim kasher. But in all four of these, if you did it for a mixture, some who were the menuyim and weren't the menuyim, some who had a bris, some who didn't have a bris, tamei and tar. So if it's a mixture, if you shechted it for the sake of a mixture of people, it's going to be kosher. Shechto kodem chatzos pasal. Shech the carbon pesach before chatzos pasul mishum shenemar bein harbaim. It's got to be shechted in the afternoon. But shechto, even though we learned earlier that the carbon pesach had to be shechted after the carbon tamid shel bein harbaim, however, if you violated that din, shechto kodem le tamid shel bein harbaim. If you shechted it before the tamid shel bein harbaim, kosher. even though lechatchil it's got to be afterwards b'diavad it's kosher. Uvelvad she'echem emaris b'damach yizruk damatamid. However, even if you made a mistake and shechted it early, you should try to sprinkle the blood after, and someone needs to be mixing the blood the entire time to make sure the blood doesn't congeal, so that you could sprinkle the blood after the Tamid Shebein Arbaim. V'im nizrak, kosher. But if b'diavad, even if you were zorik the dam of the Korban Pesach, after the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbaim, b'diavad, even that's kosher. Says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Ketzad shelo la'ochlov. What's an example of shechting the Korban Pesach for someone who can't eat it? L'shum chole u l'shum zaken. A guy is very sick, he can't eat the meat, or he's too old, he can't handle it. 10 guys got together and joined together for one Korban Pesach, and you slaughtered it for a whole different family, a whole group of 10 other people. How do you know it's got to be L'shem Ochlov and L'shem Minuyov? The Tanur Rabbanan. B'michsas, accounting of people, ish l'fi ochlo tachosu al aseh. Michsas means accounting. Melamichin, a pesach nishchat ela l'minuyov. You got to shecht it only for people who are counted to be part of this Korban Pesach. Yochol shkato shelo l'minuyov yehei ke'over al mitzvah. You might have thought, okay, if you shechted it shelo l'minuyov, so that's not the best way, but b'di'evet it's kosher, v'kosher b'di'evet, tamad lomar b'michsas. Says it another time. Pasuk says, b'michsas nefashos ish t'fi achlo t'chosu al aseh. It says it twice. B'michsas tachosu. B'michsas nefashos ish t'viachol tachosu. You should be counted, you should be counted. It says it twice. We have a general rule in Shas, gentlemen. Hakasav shina alav la'akev. If the Torah repeats something twice, it's calling attention to say it's ma'akev even b'di'evet. You have to, if it says it twice, it's telling you, you must do it in this fashion. Shina love hakasav shina love la'akev. Rebbe Omer Lushin Sursi. Rebbe says the word tachosu is like a Syrian Aramaic dialect. Lushin Sursi hu. Because in Aramaic, tachosu means to cut it, to shecht it. Ka'adam sh'omer l'chaveru kosli tlazeh. Shecht me this animal. So specifically the Torah uses this funny language of tachosu to imply both things. You got to count, and it's during the shechita. That this machshava of shelo l'shem ochlov, or shelo l'menuyav, or l'tmeim, or all those things, only applies during the time of the shechita. Says the Gemara. Ashkechan shelo l'menuyav. Shalola ochlov minalan. Where do you see a zakin v'chola? Amakra ish lefi achlo tachosu iskish ochlin lemenuyin. You got to be able to be eat it, just like you got to be counted on it. We compare it to hekish in the same pasuk. We compare that just like you have to be somebody who can be counted. So you got to be ish lefi achlo. You can't be a zakin or a chola. Now, the Mishnah taught that if you shecht the Pesach for the sake of someone who doesn't have a bris milah, it's pasul. Now the Gemara is going to speak about what's the din if during the time of the Shechita, you intend to be zorik the dam for the sake of someone who's an arel. Says the Gemara, shechto lamulin. Let's say you shechted it for the sake of people who did have a bris milah. But Almanas Yiskap Rubo Arelim. The Achronim point out this language of Yiskap Rubo is not exactly correct because Korban Pesach doesn't come for Kapara. It means that they should be Yotze. That's the Gemara sometimes uses this language, that they should be Yotze. So here's what you did. You shechted it for the right people, but at the time of the Shechita, you did it on the condition that when you were going to be Zorik the Dam, you did it for people who did not have a bris meal. Almanas Yiskap Rubo Arelim. Bezrika. Regardless of whether at the time that you ended up being Zorik the Dam, you actually were Zorik the Dam for the sake of people with a bris milah or without a bris milah, that's irrelevant right now. We're discussing that at the time of the Shechita, you had in mind to shecht it for the right people, but you had in mind that when you're going to be Zorik the Dam, you're going to be Zorik it for the wrong people. What's the din? For people who don't have a bris milah. Rav Chista Amar Pasul, Rabba Amar Kasher. Rav Chisda says such a thought passes, this disqualifies. Rabbi says it's kosher. Says the Gemara. Rav Chisda amar pasul, yesh machsheves areilim bezrika. Rav Chisda says a machshava of for the wrong people by zrika disqualifies. Even though zrika is not an eating time, shchita is something you do to help you eat it, but zrika is not an eating time. Nevertheless, if you shecht it with a thought to do the zrika, yesh machsheves areilim bezrika. A machshava of areilus, of shechting it, of thinking about zrikas adam for a person who doesn't have a bris mila, is considered significant, and therefore it does disqualify. The Rabba Amar Kasher Ein Machsheves Areilim Bezrika. Rava says that a machshava of zrika, a machshava of areilus by zrika sadam, does not disqualify, even if you had that machshava at the time of the shechita. You thought about the zrika at the time of the shechita. Nevertheless, a machshava of areilus by the zrika does not disqualify. Amar Rabba Mina Amina La, says Rabba, where am I going to teach this to you? Where can I bring a proof from that a machshava of areilus by zrika does not disqualify? Desani, we learned in a brisa. The Torah says, v'chol areil lo yochal bo. Yochal yivsol b'nei chabur habayin imo. So you might have thought if you have 9 people with a bris, and 1 guy without a bris, he disqualifies all of them. V'dinhu. Says the Gemara, I can answer this question from a binyanav, from a mamatzinu. Ho'il v'orla poseles, v'tuma poseles. Just like someone who does not have a bris disqualifies, someone whose tummy also disqualifies. Ma tuma lo asaba mitzas tuma kechol tuma. Just like we're going to see in a minute that if there's 1 guy tamei and 9 guys not tamei, the 1 guy does not disqualify. Af orla lo asaba mitzas arla kachol arla. So too, you would think that 1 person who doesn't have a bris does not disqualify the 9 kosher ones. Says Gemara, no, maybe I can go in the other direction. O kalach l'derech zu. Maybe I should be able to compare it in the other direction. Ho'il v'orla poselas uzman posel. Chutz l'zmano disqualifies. Ma zman asa b'mitzvah zman k'chol zman. Let's say you had intention to eat 1 kezayis of it in the wrong time, but the whole other 99% of it in the right time disqualifies the whole carbon. Af orla asa b'mitzvah orla k'chol orla. So you might have thought if 1 guy doesn't have a bris, he disqualifies the other 9 who do have a bris. So the Gemara says, which way should we compare it to? Should we compare orla to tuma, or should we compare orla to chutz l'zmano? Says the Gemara, Nira l'midoma, which is the right way to compare this? Let's remember, we're bringing a right, a rabba, who says, Ein machsheves areilim bezrika. What's the right? Nira l'midoma. Don in davar she'en anoy b'chol asvachim. We should compare something like not having a bris, which only applies by carbon pesach. By other karbanos, if you don't have a bris, you're allowed to eat other karbanos. That's only by carbon pesach. Just like Tuma also does not apply by all the other karbanos. Because by other karbanos, if you're Tameh, you could appoint somebody else to bring a carbon for you. But by carbon Pesach, if you're Tameh, you're disqualified totally. Va'al yuchir zman, but let's not compare it to chutz l'zmanu she'noi b'chol azvachim. That applies by our karbanos equally. So that's one side of the argument. No, o kalach l'derech zu. Maybe we'll say it makes more sense to compare an RL to chutz l'zmano. Dan and Davish Elohuta Mechlalo, that the Isser of RL, there is no way that you can that he can eat it. Midavish Elohuta Mechlalo, so you should compare it to chutz l'zmano, which has no heter. V'altochech Tuma Shehutra Mechlalo. And don't bring Mirai from Tuma, because when most of the Tzibur, if most of the Tzibur is Tame, then even a Karm Pesach you're allowed to bring Tuma. So the Gemara says, since we're not sure which way to go, so we need a pasuk. Talmud Lomar Zos Chukas HaPesach Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo. So Zos teaches me that it's only if they are completely Areilim, we'll see in a minute, that it's disqualified. But if 9 have a bris and 1 have an Arla, it's not disqualified. Let's see. The Gemara is going to tell you how to my Zos. What? How does Zos teach you anything? Ilema dekula arla pasla, that only if it's completely areilim it's pasal. miktsasa lo pasla. Hai mi v'chol arel nafka. We could already learn that from v'chol arel. Only if they're all arelim are they disqualified. El alav, what's Zos coming to teach me? Hachi ketani. This is what it's teaching me. Tamad lomar v'chol arel kula arla pasla miktsasa lo pasla. So, when he said Zos, this is what he meant to say. V'chol arel teaches me that only if all of them don't have a bris, it's pasla. But if one guy doesn't have a bris and nine do, lo pasla, doesn't disqualify it. V'chitei mehu adin lezrika. Dekula arla mia pasla. You might think that only during the time of the Zrika Saddam, all arelim pasles. But, again, v'chitei mehu adin lezrika, that not only by the shchita, but also by the Zrika Dekula arla mia pasla, you might have thought that even if you thought during the shchita to be zarek the dam only for arelim, it would be pasul. Tamalomar zos bishchita hu dekar la'olam ima pasla avol zrika afilo kar la'olam inami lo pasla. But during the zrika, a machshava of la'arelim does not disqualify. And Rabba continues with this proof. V'chitema mai kula de zrika. And if you'll tell me, why is Zrika any less significant than Shechita? You just told me that if you thought during the Shechita to shecht it for all Arelim, it would disqualify. But if you thought during the Shechita to shecht it for people who did have a bris, and that, but during the Shechita you thought to think of the Zrika for people who didn't have a bris, that would disqualify. What's the difference in Shechita and Zrika? So Rabba says, here's my proof. De'ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. Thinking for somebody who can't eat it about the Zrika does not disqualify. So Rabba says, here's my proof. Ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. This is Rabba's proof. And now how's Rav Chista going to defend himself from Rabba's proof? Says the Gemara, v'Rav Chista ad Rabba li'idachisa. Rav Chista said, I would explain this brisa in exactly the opposite way if you explained it. That by Zrika, we don't go to the lenient side. By Zrika, it's the Zos is telling me that by Zrika, even if one guy doesn't have a bris, you disqualify everybody. Because Yesh Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika. Yesh Machsheves Psol. Adarabal Idach Gisa. Tamalomer V'chol Arel teaches me Kula arla pasla miktsasa lo pasla. About that, I agree with you. During the shechita, only if they're all arelim, they're pasla, but only a little bit arel, doesn't disqualify. Avol zrika afilu miktsasa nami pasla. But if during the shechita I think about being zorik the dam only for one person, meaning not only is it pasla for everybody, it's pasla even if one person is not an arel during the zrika. If during the Shechita I thought about the Zrika Shechtin, even for one person, it's a Nami Pasla. The Chitema who adin Lizrika, Da'ad Ikakula Arla, Lo Pasla, Tamaloma Zos, Shechita who demiktasa Lo Pasla. Only by Shechita some Arelim do not disqualify. Aval Zrika, Filim Miktasa Pasla. Says the Gemara, V'chitema Umay Chumri Dizrika. Why are we being more strict by the Zrika than by the Shechita? Deloy mikba pigel ela bezrika. Because we see for other halachas that Zrika is more serious, that the Isser of pigel is only set on a carbon when you're zorik the dam. However, if you're zorik the dam shelo kedin, so then the carbon doesn't become pigel. If there was something wrong with the way you did the Zrika Saddam, if it wasn't a kosher Zrika Saddam, so then the animal does not become pigel. And if you eat it, you wouldn't be chayiv karis. Let's say you resorik the dam wall, it was tamei or something. It wasn't, there was some other disqualification. The animal does not become pigel, even if you shechted it with the wrong kavana. And even if you resorik the dam with the intention of eating it at the wrong time, which would make it pigel. But if there was some other psula, it wasn't a kosher Zrika Saddam. So delomikva pigal ala bezrika. The zrika sadam has to be an otherwise kosher zrika in order to be chayiv. Comes along Ravashi, and Ravashi totally destroys the way Rav Chista read this brisa. Says the Gemara, Maskef lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asked the question, Mimai dahai v'chol orel kula mashma. Who says v'chol orel means only if they're all arelim? I would read it the other way. Dilmahai v'chol orel mashma koldu orla. Even if one guy's an orel, he disqualifies. V'chol orel. Even if it's one guy. Kasa rachmana zos. Da'ad ikka kula orla. No, I need zos to teach me that it's only when they're all arelim. I'm sorry. Adika kula arla lo pasla. Loishna bishchita veloishna bizrika. Only if they're all arelim, it's pasul. And mikza says, so v'chol can't teach me by itself. I need the zos. So therefore, he has a whole new explanation. Rav Ashi has a whole new explanation in the machlokas Rabban Rav Chisda. Ela amar Rav Ashi. Therefore, Rav Ashi says, Rabban Rav Chisda don't argue that yesh machsheves arelim bizrika. They both agree that yesh machsheves arelim bezrika. And therefore, if there were both arelim and people with a bris mila, and they shechted it for the people who had a bris mila on the almanas, that it was only for arelim, everyone agreed it's pasul. What are they arguing? They're arguing by if you shecht the Karban Pesach, almanas. What they're arguing about is if you shecht the Karban Pesach, almanas, that you're going to be zorik the dam for people without a bris mila who were not included in the Karban Pesach in the first place. Does that disqualify? Arelim that were non-menuyim. That's the way Rav Ashi understands. Rav Chisda v'Rabba b'hai kamiflagi. Rav Chisda and Rabba are arguing about the following case. V'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. We know Allah velo al chaveiro that the Karban Pesach only works if you have in mind for the guy whose Karban Pesach it is. And it doesn't work, right? If you have in mind that it should go for his friend who was not the owner of this Karban, it doesn't work. And therefore, if you shech the Karban Pesach, al menas to the bizorik the dam for people who are not part of the Chabura, it's pasul because it's shinu bailam. Now, Rabbi and Rav Chisda have machlokas. What about if those people didn't have a bris mila? Arelim that were not minuyim. What's the din? Would that also disqualify for shinui bailim? Rabba savar chaveiro domi didei. That your friend has to be like you. Mahu debar kapara av chaveiro debar kapara. It's got to be, in order to disqualify it, it's got to be another guy who had a bris mila. So if you have in mind for the wrong person, but he was an RL, so he wasn't shaykh to this carbon bechlal anyway, and therefore he doesn't disqualify. It's not called a shina bailim. Rav Chisda savar and Rav Chisda held, hi RL nami, no, this guy who's not the owner, if he's an RL, keva debar chiyuvah, if he wants, he could have gotten a bris mila. He could have theoretically gotten a bris mila. Bar Kaparohu, so he's considered to be someone who's theoretically possible to be on this carbon, and therefore he disqualifies, if you have in mind, for him. Hold the Ibai Misaki Nafshe. If he wanted to, he could have gotten a bris mila. So theoretically, he could have been a guy that could be part of this carbon. And therefore, if you have a machshava, Rav Chisda holds, if you have a machshava for the wrong person who's an RL, that also disqualifies. He's taka a good wrong person. Because theoretically, if he would have wanted to, he could have gotten a bris mila. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Tomorrow morning, I will, b'li neder, be able to have a live Zoom at 8:30 a.m. Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8:30 a.m. It'll be 6:30 for me, but 8:30 for you. Motzei Shabbos, I guess it'll be around also like probably 6 for me and 8 for you. So we'll try to do one show. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Safe, healthy day. If you're getting to go on vacation, enjoy the vacation.